Good afternoon. And how are you? Today, we call it Good Friday. So for some, it might seem a little weird when we say we're blessed. But this is the day when we are most blessed. When Jesus, our God, gave his life for us. This is why we should always be most grateful. This is why we should always say we're most blessed. No matter how our day goes, no matter the ups and downs of our life, we're blessed because we were loved so much by Jesus that he gave everything to save us. But this great gift of Jesus demands a response from us. And I submit to you that there's three parts of this response. The first part is that we are people of gratitude. The second part is we're people of repentance. And the third part is that we're people of surrender. But as we focus on the first part, that we are people of gratitude, again, as I start on Palm Sunday, saying every day, tell God thank you for what he did. And the first day, we focused on humility of God on Palm Sunday. And then yesterday, we focused on Jesus giving us his precious body and blood in the Eucharist and giving us priests. Today, we should be grateful that he would love you and me so much that he would die for us, even when we weren't worthy of being died for, even when we didn't care, that he still loved us. And when we get to know that, then there's got to be a deeper response. The reason Jesus died was to set us free from our sins. And so it's a horrendous thing if we still persist in them. If we still think it's no big deal, God loves me as I am anyway. It'd be kind of like, you know, a man, you know, who sits there and he knows his wife loves him, but he keeps going out with her full knowledge and goes out and commits adultery and beats her and spits on her and puts her down. She never stops loving him, but he treats her badly. There is absolutely no question that we are loved by God. He gives everything to prove it. There's nothing else to give, right? Again, if you go to Pope Benedict, in his beautiful encyclical on God is Love, he says, you want to know what God is love means? You want to know that comes most perfectly? Look at the side that's pierced. Enter into that side, that sword that pierced his heart. That's what we mean when we say God is love. That's where it proves. There is absolutely no doubt that every single person here, everybody who listens to my voice, is immensely, eternally loved by God. No doubt. But we respond to that. So how do we respond? Do we just say, that's nice, and take it for granted? Or do we sit there and we realize that when you and I sin, that we're part of the crowd that cries out, crucify him. I really don't care. It's just about me. Crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. Yeah, Jesus, go die for my sins. That's an important reality. I need someone to die for me. Thank you. But you know, somewhere I got to say, I'm not going to treat him poorly anymore. I'm going to repent of my sins. I'm going to stop making excuses. Well, that's the way I am. This is the way things are. I'm just a weak human being. And that when I know that when I sin, I take advantage of his love. I take it for granted. It's like I spit on him and say, I don't care. And so somewhere in there, today got to be the day where I'm so convicted by how much he loves me, that I'm convicted that I'm going to stop sinning, that I'm going to start dealing with my sin. Now, of course, it takes time, but you and I got to be there that say, I don't want to abuse him anymore. I don't want to take him for granted anymore. What cost him to go to the cross was my sin. And so I want to repent of that sin. I want to give it to him. And I want to please him for the rest of my life. Again, my favorite verse of the Bible is Galatians 2:19 and 20, or 2:19, 20, or 2, whatever it is. Different translations have it different. My translation is still 19 and 20, that I have been crucified with Christ, so I no longer live. Jesus Christ lives inside of me. I still have my human life, yes, but it's a life of faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave his life for me. So when he loves us and gives his life for us, I want to be crucified with him, and I want to live my life for him. That's what repentance does. Jesus, you gave everything for me. May I now give everything for you. May I live a life of gratitude where I deal with my sin. Because again, I've talked about it just this last month, that Jesus would say, the world must know that I love the Father and I do everything that pleases him. The world must know that you and I love Jesus and that we do everything to please him. Sin does not please him. Doing things our way does not please him. Being faithful to us only does not please him. Being faithful to the Father and his will does. So the second thing we got to do is live the life of repentance. And then this leads us into that full third thing, to live a life of surrender. Because no matter how many times you and I repent, isn't it amazing we keep falling on the same thing again and again and again, sometimes willingly, sometimes unwillingly. And we think, Lord, I've confessed the same sins. Today we begin the novena to Divine Mercy Chaplet. You know, we start the Divine Mercy Novena today. We'll say the chaplet right after this service. And I've went again and again, but the only way we finally deal with our sin is when he who has surrendered everything to us, when we finally and completely surrender everything to him, that you and I exist to surrender everything to him. So today, as you come up and you venerate the cross, and you can kiss the cross or genuflect in front of the cross or bow before the cross, think, this is what it cost him to love you. And then you look at him and say, Jesus, I'm not just coming up and kissing some piece of wood. Jesus, as you surrendered your life to me, I forever, completely, now surrender my life to you. Live your life through me. Help me to not sin. Help me to live completely for you. And so today we find out how much we're loved by God. And this love demands a response: gratitude, repentance, and surrender. Let's all of us do all three, so that all of us would live with the one who loves us more than anyone forever. You got it? You get it? Gonna live it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen.